Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. We are in week three of our book club. Today, we're going to do more of a business type book again. And then next week to finish off, we're going to do another autobiography, another one that I couldn't put down, so I'm sure you can't either. But for today, let's get back to the business frame of mind and talk about this next book. It is a classic. It is 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Here's some background with me in the book. I probably read this book, I'm saying 20 or so years ago. My son is now almost 21, so it might have been, I don't know, like 23 years ago. And I think I've read it twice in that time frame. But in the last 20 years, I have read so many books, I can't count. I mean, I read the actual books. My bookshelves are full. Maybe you're like me. You're not a Kindle person. You're an actual physical book person, but you also like to read a ton. And so how I find the books I'm going to read is typically if I'm reading a book and it will say like, this is a good book, or they'll refer to a different book, I always write those books down. Or if I'm listening to a podcast and someone mentions a book, and I know some of the podcasts I listen to, especially being more business podcasts, they'll have, you know, the guests will say, these are the books that changed my life, or a couple books I like. I always write those down and then I'll order it. And sometimes I'll order one at a time. Sometimes it's like 5, but I'm always ordering books, always reading. And I kept hearing from people, especially business people at all age levels, all different kinds of businesses. I would say mostly entrepreneurs, but not all. They were talking about the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and what a game changer it was for them. And these are podcasts like in the last year or two, not even in the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years. So I decided to read it again, and I'm actually reading it for at least the 3rd time right now. One thing I've noticed with this book is the writing styles. I can't explain what's different today in books than when he wrote his book. I'm almost afraid to say this, so I don't want it to come across wrong. So I'm just going to put it out there and then hear what you're going to hear. It seems like almost anyone today can write a book. I mean, you can self-publish, you can do it as a blog, whatever. And so when he would have done these, it would have been a little more difficult, I think, where that had to be a career for you, so to speak. And so the language and some of the style that are used today feel a little bit simpler, I guess, than perhaps what it was when he first wrote this book and even did the updated copy. Now, I'm not trying to sound mean to anybody. I'm not putting any authors down today, nor am I even saying that his way is the best. I am 100% not. It's just a different style. And his information in this book is great. It's spot on. It reads like somebody who has a lot of experience, who knows what they're talking about, who really, truly loves people and wants to help them and train them. But for me, and even though I spend a lot of time reading, I still had to read some paragraphs over and sometimes over again to make sure I didn't miss what he was trying to say. And a lot of that was because it was a little more wordy to me. So if you're in a rush or you only have 10 minutes to read in the car before you meet someone, this might not be the best book to read during that time, whereas the book last week or even next week would be great for that. But if you have 20 or 30 minutes at a time or a whole afternoon, wouldn't you just love to have a whole afternoon to do nothing but read? I know I would. But in that case, this is a great book. Don't get me wrong. It's very hard to put down. It is a good book, but it does sometimes, especially if you're trying to learn from it, I found myself reading things again and again, which is good because it means it's new material or material that I needed to review. And so that was good for me. One thing I love, 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 love about this book that a lot of books written today can't even touch is that it was written by somebody with decades and decades of experience, firsthand experience. With today's books, somebody's writing a book and they've been doing what they do for 2 years and somehow they got their name out there and they're writing a book. Or worse yet, they're writing a book about something they have no experience on, but they've learned it through somebody else and then they write a topic on it. Kind of like the person who's writing a business book and has never had to make a payroll. It's the same thing. It's just a little sketch. But we see that. But with him, he had decades and decades of experience. He's telling you some stories with decades of experience. And you really know that he knows his stuff and that he knows what he's talking about. And you can also tell through his reading, or I guess through me reading his book, that he really, really cares. So you get someone who knows what they're talking about, who has actual experience for decades and writes well, even though for me, I needed to read it several times. All of those reasons and the message is why the book is such a classic and why people who are even young 20-somethings, which I'm not anymore, are reading the book and learning from it. In fact, to go along with that, I think everyone should read this book, starting with high school students. I think for middle school students, at least for mine as middle school students, that would be a lot, although the material would be excellent for them. But I think this is a book that should be read in schools for high school kids. It is long. It's longer than a lot of books, but it is definitely good. You will learn from it, and you will want to devour everything that you read. It just takes a little more time. It is a classic, like we've already said multiple times. It has a lot of wisdom from experience that a lot of books don't have today, which we already discussed. But it also has the capability to help somebody no matter what their position, which is why I think high school kids could read it. You could be a high school student, college student, a parent, a grandparent, a business owner, an employee. You get the point. The message is classic in what it says because it's 7 habits of highly effective people. Who does not want to be a highly effective person, right? That it can be good for anybody. And you will not regret it. So again, we have had, let's see, this month we've had a newer book, a book that was an autobiography with a nonprofit. Today we're having a classic book, and next week we're having another classic, or no, we are not. Let's try this again. Next week we're having another autobiography that's going to be great, and it's one that you can't put down. But in the meantime, between now and then, or if you're at the bookstore, you're bored and you're thinking about a book to read, I would highly suggest picking up Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Read the whole thing. He has since passed away since writing this book. And so this version, there is a section in the front written by his children, who are now adults, and I'm assuming parents and grandparents themselves, and then also by a friend. And it's just really interesting to hear them talk about him as well. And so make sure you read from cover to cover. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic day. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may your career be blessed as you bless others.